dislocated worker grants, fancy phrase, which is dimes, all it is there to make sure it helps create jobs for workers involved in the cleanup.
Hey, it's the 10th episode of the 38th Parallel. I am the Hoppetarian, and I'm on time again, so I'm obviously being affected by an alien. And I'm with the host of It's Too Late with Alan Mosley. Mosley Allen, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. What was he talking about? I hadn't seen that clip.
Who the fuck knows? It's President Biden. Okay. What is he talking about? Yeah. But apparently he was talking about the Baltimore thing that happened. You know that thing that happened where the bridge collapsed? Apparently, or it probably was exploded because of demolition stuff, whatever. I don't know. But yeah, so the gay man behind him, Pete Buttigieg, is just sitting, you know, standing there like, yeah, that sounds about right. Good job, Joe. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was that. So how have you been? How's your week been since we last spoke?
Oh my gosh. I'm like, you can already tell, like literally the show just started and look at these huge bags under my, look at that. Oh my God, dude. Like, oh my word. Yeah.
Long day.
I'm so excited to go to bed tonight. Like that's,
oh yeah.
This is how you can tell. I remember not even 10 years ago, which like what? 10 years is what? That's nothing. 10 years ago, I was like, man, it's so weird when like my mom and dad are like, man, I can't wait to just, like, you know, my recreational activity is to be unconscious at night.
Right.
And I was like, man, y'all are weird. There's so much stuff to do. I've got so much stuff to do. There's so many things I want to work on, so many places I want to go. And now here I am at the ripe old age of 38. And I'm literally, it's a Friday night. And I'm sitting here live with my friend. And all that's going through my head now is like, it's just thinking of the euphoria of laying down on my
phone. It's going to take like 30 seconds for you to get into that deep sleep and to start.
I wish, dude, I have terrible sleep problems. Like that's, are you, can you do that? Are you one of those people that your head hits the pillow and you're out?
Well, the interesting thing is falling asleep isn't as much of a problem. It's staying asleep. That's more of my problem. But recently I've actually gotten better because I've started taking melatonin again. I take 6 milligrams. And that seems to be working fine. So as far as I know, I'm not waking up as much. I don't have to go to the bathroom and diarrhea or something. So I'm good to go.
Yeah. I do both. I can't fall asleep and I can't stay asleep. So
you have those big bags on your eyes. God damn.
Dude. Honestly, I'm doing as good as I've ever done in my life. It is how I've been doing for the last 6 months to a year. Like, I mean, because what can you do, right? Like, all you could really do is just stick to a strict schedule,
right?
Whatever happens, happens. But at least you stayed on a strict schedule and you went to bed at roughly the same time. I learned, you know, it's one of the things you're supposed to do as you get older. You're supposed to learn things. And when I was younger, as a lot of young people do, it's like, oh, I don't have to be anywhere in the morning. I'll sleep in. Oh, I'm in college and I have a class at 9. I'll just sleep in, you know, whatever. I have a lab at 7. I'll just sleep in. And so I used to, whenever I didn't have anywhere to be, I would just sleep in. And I would think, oh, well, hell, I'll just sleep until midday. And that way I'll get caught up, you know?
Yeah.
No. Listen, young people, if any young people are watching the show, it's fake news. Don't lie. You're lying to yourself. Deep down, you know you actually feel worse. Don't do it. So here's my pro tip to the young me and the young people out there that were like me. If you've got, you know, if say you have to get up at like 6 tomorrow morning when you normally would sleep in, you know, the best thing to do is just do it. Just get up. It's going to get easier if you just do it. What you shouldn't do is be like, okay, well, I'll get up early for a few days and then the next day, I'll just sleep till noon. No, dude, that ruins it. It kills it. You're not doing yourself any favors. Just go to bed at, you know, whatever. Go to bed at 11, get up at 7. Just do it. Just tell yourself, look, I can't affect what's going to happen in the middle of the night, but I'm going to go to bed at 11 and I'm going to get up at 7. Period. Full stop. 7 days a week. Don't even sleep in on the weekends. Go to bed at 11 and get up at 7 days a week. Yeah, JC knows. Right. Wake up early. You think to yourself, "Oh, I don't want to get up early." No, but do it every day. It's not a chore that you have to do every now and then. You do it every day, and you will feel better.
Yeah, you can have a kid and be like, "All right, we're waking up at this set time. That's it. That's basically the time I've been waking up. It's pretty much the same time."
Ever since. That's just do it. Don't you know, like I said, don't be like, okay, on these days I'll do this, but on these days I'll do that. No, just set a schedule and boom, that's your schedule for 365 days a year.
Yeah. So recently, being a little personal here, but recently I've had a sleep study done on me.
Oh,
so, you know, I got some stuff attached to me, had a little stuff in my head. Yeah.
They check like your breathing and all that crazy stuff.
Right. And they'll put, I think they put one right here to see if you're snoring. According to my wife, I do snore and it's bad. Mm. So imagine sleeping next to me and just hearing this. Imagine that all night. I'm sure you'd be, anyone would love that. Right.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I like to sleep on my stomach. That's my preferred sleep position or whatever. Yeah. I'm stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. Every single night you go to bed, your wife thinks this is it. You won't be there in the morning.
You're probably,
just have been passed away. Gonna
stop breathing.
Face down. Yeah. Oh my God. I've never known anybody that slept face down.
All right. I'll freaking sleep like this on my face right in the pillow, but you know, my face is to the side and I'll, you know, like sleeping on my whatever.
Right.
But for the sleep study, I had to sleep on my back, and I'm not used to that. So it was the sleep by far for me. It was pretty bad. But they're saying, you might have there were a little bit of signs that you might have sleep apnea and some other things that were going on. So we'll let you know. So we'll see. Maybe I'll let people know once they find out. We'll let
you know.
Yeah, we'll let you know if you're gonna die from your sleep. We'll, you know, we'll tell you in a couple weeks.
See, this reminds me of I was only like 21 years old. I was very young, and I was working at Sears. Remember Sears? Yeah,
I do.
Yeah. I was working at Sears, and they had the Bloodmobile out front, you know, the big like RV or whatever. It was like, there's like one doctor, a few nurses, and they're just taking blood from people.
Okay, yeah.
And so, you know, of course, obviously they're trying to get everybody inside to like, you know, willingly participate with the Bloodmobile because they're like sponsoring it or whatever. And by willingly participate, what they're really saying is basically you can take like an extra lunch break if you're going to agree to go out there and give blood. Right. And so obviously I'm like, okay, well, I'd never given blood before. I was like, okay, I'll give blood. Like I'm not. Stuff like that doesn't bother me at all. I could just sit here and look at my own arm severed and be like, oh, look at that, you know. So it doesn't bother me. So I was like, okay, I'll go do it. Sure, why not? And you know how they do, like they check your blood pressure really quick, and you know, like they're giving you a medical exam that's 15 seconds long, and they're like, okay, open them up, you know. And so they do that, and I got the doctor. So there's like one doctor and three nurses and whatever. And it just so happens they're just taking people in just as they come. And it just so happens that the person who like administered me was the actual doctor. And so he checks my blood pressure and puts the little stethoscope on my chest or whatever. And he's like, hey, you know, you have an irregular heartbeat, right? And I was like, no, I didn't know that. And he's like, yeah, you should probably... if you got whatever, you may want to go get that checked out, because it was like, well, does this mean, because the point being is like, if there's something wrong with you, then they're not going to take blood. They didn't give a shit, by the way. He's like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. And so whatever, I donated blood, and they're like, but yeah, you should probably go to the hospital, you know, at some point and just say, hey, I had an exam done, I had an irregular heartbeat, you know, whatever. And then they do that whole thing where they put all the little electrodes on your chest, and then they like have you run on a treadmill to get your heart rate up. And then once your heart rate gets up, then they try to get you to lay back down really fast so that they can take pictures of your heart, like as it's pumping. And then they actually give you a pouch. So they have like this heart monitor thing that they put in a pouch and put it around your neck so they can just hang like a giant necklace. Like what was that? What was that rapper guy that always had the giant clock?
Oh, Flava Flav.
Yeah. So I'm Flava Flav with the heart monitor, right? And the thing's still plugged into my chest. And they're like, okay, well, you got to wear this for like 48 hours or whatever it is. And then you come back and we'll take it off of you and take the readings and all that. And so, okay, so I wear this thing and it's like, this is really weird to be walking around. So, I mean, I've just got like a t-shirt on, but like there's wires sticking out of the of the collar. Like I'm a cyborg.
Yeah.
And so anyway, day or two goes by. I go back to the place. I'm like, okay, well, you know, whatever. Here's the thing. And they take the thing or whatever. And then they kind of repeat the process. Like, well, let's get back on the treadmill. Let's take some more pictures, blah, 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 blah. So after that, it's done, right? Like, so they've got the pictures. They've got the little monitor or whatever that's got, like, I guess the data on it that had been saving or transmitting or whatever. And they're like, okay, well, we'll get back with you with test results. And I never heard back from them ever again.
Really?
I never even heard back. It was just okay, goodbye. And I don't know if that means like they expected me goodbye, as in they were saying goodbye to me, like I'm going to expire,
yeah,
or if it was just our business has concluded. But anyway, the moral of the story here is I didn't learn any new information other than I do have a notable irregular heartbeat and goodbye.
That's so stupid. Why wouldn't they just give you a call or even email you? Hey, by the way, here's your test results. Or
I don't know. I don't even know. Stupid. I mean, because at this point, I mean, that was a whole bunch of years ago. And it's at this point, it's like, well, I mean, do I even bother going back to have another like test done? Or is it just like, well, obviously I haven't dropped dead. So it's just keep on living life, I guess. The only question I really asked was, the doctor had said that it beats extra, like it has extra beats. So instead of it skipping a beat, it's extra beats, and it's extra beats when I'm like breathing heavy. Like if I'm taking a deep inhale or exhale, it beats extra. And I was like, and the only question I asked was like, well, you know, I'm not saying like I'm a superstitious person who thinks you have a certain number of beats in your heart, but I do think that the heart can get worn out, right? Like that's a thing that could happen. So if my heart is beating more than it should, does that mean like I could have trouble with that?
Yeah.
And they basically just laugh and are like, yeah. And all right, see you later.
Like, have fun with your regular heartbeat, douchebag. Yeah, like, oh, thanks a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, maybe I would have been an Olympic athlete, but my fucking heart. I don't know. I mean, no, they didn't tell me anything else.
Your regular heartbeat actually makes you a superman. Oh, thanks. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And cool so person. Our business concluded, and I went home.
I don't even that's so random. Like they'll do all these tests on you and then just not get back to you. Well, what was the point? Like you just wasted your time. I mean, I guess you learned that you had an irregular heartbeat, but other than that, like, okay, well, what can I do to help with that? Is there anything I can do to maybe stop it possibly? I don't know. What am I supposed to fucking do?
The only thing they said was is that it's regularly irregular. So it's it's irregular.
Yeah.
But it's consistently irregular.
Okay. So instead of like a heartbeat going like ba-dum, 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 yours kind of goes like ba-dum, 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 something like that.
Yeah. So like if I'm, you know, like that, it'll go bump, 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 bump. Yeah. And you know, get out of here, you little scamp. Just go enjoy what time you have left, I guess. I don't know.
Well, let's get to our top story then. This is a great segue. Talking about your regular heartbeat and, you know, getting on your way and possibly expiring because of your heartbeat. And going to take tests and then just never hearing from them ever again.
Mm-hmm.
There were some earthquakes that happened in New York and apparently New Jersey too. and people are wondering, is this it? Is this the end times? Do you think this is the end times because there's earthquakes happening in New York?
You know, it's funny that you should say that because a couple of weeks ago, I had the lovely Carrie Baldwin on It's Too Late.
Mm-hmm.
And the two topics we discussed were abortion and Christian nationalism. And she's much more of a theological expert than I am, so I'm not going to get into all that. But that was very briefly something that came up, was the concept, like, basically one of the things that she was explaining to me, the best I can regurgitate it was, is that some people do the things they do because they believe in the concept of the end times. And the,
yeah,
and so, and or a lot of people believe it, and then the question is that, well, is this now? Is this the end times? Or is it, there's going to be some sign and then it's in the future, you know, what is it? And I'm like, man, that seems really weird to me. Like, it's easy for me to say, I guess, because, you know, I'm not a really religious person, but I just, like, I've known a lot of people in my life that have anxiety issues. I guess I've had anxiety about some things here and there, but I've had friends and family and stuff that, like, they have some really serious anxiety problems where it's like every day they're just super stressed and depressed. Mm. Like, they just have all this weight because it's just the constant fear of the unknown and anticipation and whatever. And it's like, imagine one of those people, and in their brain is a voice constantly saying, this is the end times. It's like, Jesus, I can imagine. I can see why now you're losing so much sleep at night. That's, yeah, that's why you had to go get a sleep study done. You're worried about the damn end times. So I don't believe that stuff. I don't think there is an end times. I mean, I think that there will be an end to time, yeah, whether it's the heat death of the universe or something before that, because somebody was a massive troll. But I don't think it's a biblical thing. I don't think that there's going to be a sign and that is a harbinger of the end time. I don't believe that. No.
Well, I think it's funny that people were freaking out about it. There was a clip of comedian Luis J. Gomez, where he's playing a video game and then he stops in the middle of it. He's like, the fuck is happening? And he just takes one of his earphones off to be like, is, can I hear what's going on? Rocking a little bit. And then, all right, it's over. I'm going to start playing my game again. Mm-hmm. So I think just based off of that clip alone, I think we're going to be okay. I think the world's still going to be here tomorrow.
So I've never experienced an earthquake. Maybe we have some viewers that are like from the West Coast where they have earthquakes like all the time in California or whatever. But can an earthquake, like if you're standing out in the middle of a field and there's an earthquake, like, would anything actually happen to you, or do you only die because you're like in a building that collapses and crushes you? Like an earthquake happens when you're driving on the like an interstate bridge and it collapses and then you die. I get that. But the earthquake didn't kill you. The fall killed you, you know. But yeah, if you're just like standing in the middle of a football field and there's an earthquake, assuming that like a chasm doesn't open up and you don't fall into lava.
Right.
Does anything actually happen to you, or do you just have to sit down for a second?
That's a good question.
Like, we have tornadoes here, and let me tell you, if you're out in the middle of a field, that's not good.
Yeah. Take shelter.
Yeah, so if you're in a house and it collapses on you, you could die. But if you get out of the house, you also could die. But with an earthquake, I feel like if I just go out there in the street, I'm fine. Am I wrong?
Well, also, earthquakes don't generally last too long. They probably last maybe a minute, maybe. Probably longer. I mean, I know, like, a prime example would be over in Japan where they have earthquakes, seems like freaking 10 a year or whatever. And you see clips of buildings shaking and stuff falling all over the place. And then, of course, the exaggerated effects of the earthquake where, like, the freaking earth just completely, like, breaks in half and you fall, like you were saying, fall into lava, whatever. So yeah, I mean, I've never been through an earthquake. Tornadoes I've seen, so that those are always good times.
Apparently, according to the University of Utah, earthquakes do not injure or kill people in an open field. Buildings and falling objects do.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Y'all are a bunch of pusses. Like, just go outside. Which ironically enough is also what we do with tornadoes. Dude, if we get a tornado warning and it says take shelter, everybody in the South goes out on their porch to go find it.
But like, where is it?
This is neat. Oh, I see circulation. It's right there. Yeah. That's what we do. And then we die. But yeah, at least you got to experience the wrath of God, you know. So
right.
Dude, so listen, my Yankee friends, the next time the earth shakes, just go for a walk. Hello?
Sounds like a pretty good solution to me.
Yeah.
It's a good final solution for that.
Well, I could see those people having a problem with an earthquake because they've got all those tunnels.
Yeah, what happened with them in New York with all the the tunnels and earthquakes? Mm-hmm. Did it destroy them at all?
Yeah,
less Jews to talk about and less Jews to worry about, right? Taking over the banks and the weather.
Wow, I mean, I just said those people. You just went all in on it, but that's fine. It's whatever. I mean,
I don't even try and mask it. I just go, yeah, I know what you're talking about. And I'll say it. I don't care.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't want to hear anybody bitching about an earthquake again. Earthquakes are nothing. It actually says in the text, unless the ground liquefies or ruptures under you. Yeah. So again, unless you fall into a pit of lava underneath you, you're fine. But frankly, if that does happen, you're going to be a legend.
Well, speaking of being a legend, you could become a legend.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just want to kind of see what you have to say about it. So, this Italian island here. Let me do that. Show this. So yeah. Okay. Get your goat. Italian island overrun by the animals offers to give them away. So if there's a goat out there you can get in this Italian island, you can keep the goat. Would you own a goat, Alan?
I mean, if I had the space for one, sure. I mean, you do know, of course, that the legendary Blake Osborne, my first producer on It's Too Late, who actually is hosting the 6th annual It's Too Late live show in May, that's going to be at Blake's zoo. He has a herd of goats.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, but there you go.
Yeah, I mean, dude, people are really getting into that stuff. I mean, a lot of people are into the chickens now for the eggs, right? But a bunch of people are getting into the whole goat business. That's not like super rare anymore. I mean, I'm not talking about like just old-timey farmers. I mean, just people. people are being general, like, let's get some goats. Yeah, that's a thing.
So the mayor of a remote Italian island overrun by wild goats has offered to give the animals away to anyone willing to take one in. Ricardo Gullo came up with the novel idea after a recent census estimated the number of goats on the 5-square-kilometer Ali Cuddy, the smallest of Sicily's Aeolian archipelago, was 6 times the island's year-round population of 100. So they're growing. Their number has grown so rapidly in recent years that they started to gravitate from their usual abode at the top of the island towards the inhabited area, damaging less green vegetation, causing havoc in gardens and allotments, knocking away portions of stone walls, and even wandering into people's homes, prompting demands for a solution. Well, I guess
Yeah, I mean, don't y'all eat goats? That's one solution.
Yeah, and not stab it and cut it for the fur and the meat, and there you go. Perfect. And you can milk it too.
Yeah. So. You know, goat milk's not for everybody, and different breeds of goats have different like types of milk. But so I'm just gonna assume for argument's sake that these are just asshole goats that are just useless.
Yeah.
You don't really want one for anything. And this is just a giant gimmick to get rid of useless goats. But yeah, I see this is the type of problem that you only hear about in places like, oh yeah, in Australia, they have this. In Italy, they have this. Dude, in America, we shoot stuff.
Yeah.
They would just declare it like a local holiday for hunters to come in, and you would have like a 1 weekend free license to hunt to your you know, heart's content, and then boom, no problem. There'd be like a new St. Patrick's Day type thing, but it would be, you know, for goats. Right. Yeah.
Well, I guess for this island, if you live there and you see a goat, you can keep it and nothing will happen to you. No jail time. Or, hey, why? This is my goat. Well, now it's mine, so no, it doesn't matter. So there you go. So, goats. Who needs them?
Apparently, Blake.
That's true. Yeah.
They have like a ton, by the way. But they have these fancy Nubian spotted goats. It's a whole big thing. Don't even.
There's practically a zoo over there.
I can't even. No, it is a zoo. It's Fairy Tales Petting Zoo, and they have kangaroos and lemurs and sloths, and their groundhog died. Sadly, that was a whole thing as well. Yeah, he had some kind of.
Is that why winter lasted longer than it's supposed to?
I mean, it was like 80 degrees here, so I don't know anything about that, but. Yeah, it literally is. It started as a goat farm, and it almost instantly turned into four times as many goats, and then it turned into alpacas. And now it's everything, dude. That's what happens to you. You sit down with your wife and you guys convince yourselves that you just need to have just a few animals. Just fence in an area for a few animals, and the next thing you know, you guys are opening a petting zoo. And I now have way too many friends that are in that line of work. Blake, that's his job now. He doesn't even work anywhere else. He now just runs a zoo professionally in Tennessee at his house. Yeah.
If you went from being the producer of your show to taking care of a zoo.
Yeah, none of this is even remotely exaggerated, by the way. Everything I've said is the literal 100% truth, and the live event in May is at this place. So everyone's going to get visual confirmation that I was not bullshitting. They're up to three kangaroos now, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, kangaroos get huge. Like, what's the end game here? Like, right now, they literally have a kangaroo in a little towel, and they carry it around like a baby and show it to people and feed it with a bottle. That thing's going to get like 6 foot tall and 170 pounds. Yeah, and they have three of them.
Jeez.
Yeah. Only one sloth, though.
I do want to ask about the ghost thing, whatever. Do they feed it books? Because it does like to eat random things.
The goats?
Yeah.
No, they don't use their goats like trash compactors. They don't do that. Because their goats don't see we can't go into this bullshit. Their goats are like these super fancy special breed of goats that have this wonderful milk, and their babies are like super valuable, and the girls are worth so much money because everybody wants to breed these goats, dude.
So they would win like competitions or something if they had stuff like that.
It certainly is life is a competition. That's all I can
say. Yeah, well,
that's all I'm gonna say about that. Look, I'm not the expert on this. This is all I know is that I remember being with this guy like 4 years ago, and him telling me we were both at a gig, and him telling me his wife's name's Erica. Me and Erica are thinking about getting goats, and we're going to get five females of the special breed of goat, and we'll just rent a male to come in, you know, every so often. And we're going to breed the females and sell the female babies for X amount of money because they're just so valuable and everyone's going to love it. And I'm like, okay, that sounds cool. All right. Remember now, they're going to get five girls and then slowly build their own herd, maybe up to 8, 10, 12. and then sell all the babies, because they're, I mean, it's for making money. It's not for, it's not for hanging out. It's for making money.
Yeah.
Dude, it instantly turns into, okay, instead of starting with five, it's going to be eight. And then it was, okay, instead of starting with eight, it's going to be a dozen. And now they have a literal zoo accredited by the USDA, and and they have exotic animal licensure and all this shit. Dude, it just happened, you know?
Wow.
And ironically, I don't think they have chickens, but they do have greater rheas, which are South American birds that are literally 4 feet tall and have giant talons like velociraptors from Jurassic Park. And they lay eggs that are no shit bigger than this mug. They lay eggs this big. Yeah.
Jeez.
It's the dumbest shit. I don't know what's going on here anymore. Like,
yeah,
it's supposed to be about the mules, you know,
like what's going to happen. What's going to happen with your current producer, Dave? He's going to also go off and do some random thing. Like, he's going to become a log man for some reason. Like, what happened?
This is a running gag on the show. Like, if you've ever read the book, you know, Of Mice and Men, if Dave ever messes up, he'll start saying, tell me about the goats again, Alan, while I'm loading the revolver, you know? Yeah.
Oh God.
If Dave ever texts me and says, we're thinking about getting some goats, that'll be it. I'll need a new producer. Because it'll consume them.
Jeez.
Which, by the way, I'm happy for Blake. Like, I'm happy for everything, how everything's turned out. I'm just saying that for most normal people, maybe you get some chickens, right? Like, you get some chickens. Maybe you get, maybe you do get a few goats. I don't know. But, you know, you have the land for it. But I mean, the chickens, like, they're easy, right? Chickens are easy, and then you get eggs. And if you're an egg lover, then boom, it's a simple one-to-one transaction. I don't know what the lemurs are for. And they have a tortoise now. It's like the size of this desk.
Jeez. It really is a zoo over there.
No, it literally is. I could send you the link. That's what they do for a living, is they sell tours to their zoo. Literally,
I like how you keep saying no. It's literally a zoo, and I'm like, wow, it sounds like a zoo over there.
They have so many weird animals. Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, I can't even. I don't even remember 80% of the animals that they have. They have things that I genuinely don't know what they are. It's like just some little creature. Like, what is that? I know it's not from here. Like, they do have some like typical animals. Like, they've got some pigs and some like miniature cows, and they do have a llama. The llama is an asshole.
That's not surprising.
Yeah. The llama is the guardian animal of the pack. So like the alpacas are retarded. If you walk up to an alpaca with a knife, the alpaca would just be like, guess I'll die. You know?
Yeah.
If you walk up to a llama with a knife, he'll take it from you and he'll cut you. Like, llamas are mean. Yeah.
So
dude, I don't even know what's going on anymore.
So I wanted to move on to the next story that I have for you. And I tried my best to do a good segue for it, but it was bad. It was really bad.
Dude, I love all these stories
really bad, because I was asking about books, and this next one is about a book.
Okay.
So, yeah. So this woman in Texas, there's a issue in Texas for overdue lab book last March. I literally laughed out loud. A Texas mom of five said a warrant was issued for her arrest for overdue library books. In March 2023, Kaylee Morgan checked out a couple of books for her homeschooled kids. See, fucking homeschool kids, man. From the Navasota Public Library. At the time, Morgan said she was pregnant and dealt with extreme morning sickness. She failed to return the books on time. However, her husband did return all but one book. Oh, it's the husband's fault. It's always the husband's fault. Because that book didn't fit in the library's Dropbox. It didn't fit in the hole. According to Morgan, she never received any notices from the library to return the books because she had moved, NBC News reported. She said she found out about the warrant for theft of government property after she attempted to renew her driver's license last month. Oh, I am just shocked. I literally laughed out loud. I said, this has to be a joke, and it wasn't. The fine was 700. The fine was $570. Alan, would you pay that fine for a long lost overdue book?
No, I just wouldn't go back to that state though. Like, but okay, but what was the book? This is really important information.
I don't know, but she has a GoFundMe page. If you want to help support her, then you can go and do that. I don't know what the book is. Okay, let's guess. What book do you think was the long lost overdue book? Of Mice and Men, perhaps?
Well, that would fit in the Dropbox. That's not that big of a book. What book couldn't fit in the Dropbox?
War and Peace.
And she checked that out from the public library for her homeschool kids. War and fucking Peace.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
I'm not sure I believe you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll never know. They'll never tell us what kind of book it was.
Yeah, that's a terrible article. I'm not gonna lie to you. That article is missing the most important information. Like you could build so much like humor off of, and the book was, you know, whatever.
Maybe the person that was interviewing that lady was saying, "Hey, I know this is a really bad situation for you. You had to pay that fine. What was the book?" And she's like, "I'm not telling you the title of the book. I'm not telling you that title."
I do appreciate the fact though that what she was officially charged with was stealing government property, because if it's a public library and that's supposed to belong to the people, it clearly doesn't, right? It actually belongs to the government. So I'm so glad that they would just acknowledge that so every public good, no, that all belongs to the government.
Well, I guess in a way you kind of like think about, okay, so you checked it out. You are supposed to return it at a certain time. You didn't. Someone screwed up.
Yeah.
I think it's the husband's fault. It's always the guy's fault.
Yeah.
All the time.
Well, the thing is he's alleging that he didn't return that one because it wouldn't fit. What it probably actually is he forgot that one, or he lost that one.
Probably. So,
but now he's in too deep.
It's like, shit.
His wife has to go to prison before he will admit wrongdoing.
No, yep. I don't know where it happened to it. It's like, She's like, "You son, I should have done it myself. I was pregnant and dealing with morning sickness. You know what? I don't care. I'm putting that. I'm gonna go."
I respect it. I'm on team husband's side. Like, it.
You, right, bro. Once you commit, let's go.
Yeah. Once you commit, you got to go all in and accept the consequences. It's like the meme of, "Look, I knew I was wrong 15 minutes ago. Now I'm just trying to make you mad."
Yeah. He should have shoved that book right in there, you know. I'm sure he's used to that, right? To shove it in there, you know.
I give that a 1 out of 10. There's no setup. Like, well, she was pregnant, so yes, I guess we can confirm that unless she's having an affair. Jesus. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
This used to be such a clean family program.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What happened?
Well, this next story ain't going to be family friendly, so...
Oh, everyone, no.
Yeah, everyone turn your ears.
Okay.
All right. So, I don't even know how to even, like, why, I can't even talk because it's so stupid. All right. So, court to decide if Ontario must pay for surgery to make vagina if patient also wants to keep the penis. A non-binary Ontario resident is locked in a legal battle over public funding for surgery to create a vagina while leaving the penis intact. Alan, your thoughts?
As soon as you said Ontario, I quit paying any attention. I don't care what Canada does. Like, that's a shithole country, so I don't have any comments on shithole countries.
But isn't that just crazy, though? That's crazy.
It's not crazy. Yeah, do you see the stuff that goes on in Canada, dude? Canada is an absolute shithole. So that doesn't...
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like, the whole thing of, well, I want to have both a penis and a vagina. So, you know, they're gonna, like, make it curved so that I can, like, put it in there and I can fuck myself. And when someone says, "Go fuck yourself," I'm like, all right, I'll actually do that, like, for real. I'll actually go put my penis in my vagina because he told me to go fuck myself. So I took it literally.
I feel like we're starting to get down to the bottom of why you don't sleep.
Probably right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have all these thoughts in my head. I just want to get it out there, you know? I just want to get it out.
Yeah, you definitely do have some thoughts. This is true.
Yeah.
You know what this reminds me of? Myself. You know what this reminds me of is like either this is a real thing. Like if you go and have a surgery done where they remove something, sometimes people will request to keep it and they always say no. They always will, you know, dispose of whatever. And that's made some people pissed and want them just like sue the hospitals and stuff and be like, well, if you remove, you know, whatever, if you remove a cyst, if you remove, you know, if I have to have something amputated or whatever, people will be like, I want to keep that. That's mine. Like if my leg isn't mine, then I don't own anything. Right. Like the very core of self-ownership must be your literal body. So if you guys are going to amputate my leg, I'm keeping that leg. You wrap it up and give it back to me when I wheel myself out of here. And in every case I've ever seen where that turned into a thing, of course, they always get denied. They always say that, oh, it's going to be like it's going to be just medically disposed of or whatever.
Right.
But I'm like, actually, you know, like, don't get me wrong. The people who are like, well, I want like the bones or whatever, or I'm going to put it in a jar in my basement. I mean, obviously those people are fucking psychopaths. I'm not defending those people per se, but I am saying that it does belong to you. I'm not going to lie. So it was yours. So I do think that they ought to give it back if you request it.
Yeah. If you want your leg, you can just, you know, I'm going to nail it to the wall. Yeah. And have it preserved, and there you go.
Now, but what makes Ontario extra retarded is they're actually getting into a legal battle over them being forced to pay for it.
Right.
Like, that's the extra layer to this, is that, yeah, I'm going to get – I can't decide what I am because I'm mentally ill, like all trans people are. They're all mentally ill. Just get that out there. Just get that out there. And they can't decide what they are, so they want both, and we're gonna make you pay for it. Like, it's like trans Donald Trump.
I'm gonna get a new penis and you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay, so to critics, the procedures are risky experiments that illustrate how far off the rails gender-affirming medicine has gone and the excesses of consumer-driven gender embodiment.
Dude, there's a trending headline on the right side of the screen that says Quebec man has two healthy fingers amputated to relieve body integrity dysphoria. Dude, Canada is fucked.
Yeah.
I was never going to go to Canada, right? Like, I think anything below 75 is chilly, so I was never planning on going to Canada to begin with. But, dude, Canada is a wasteland. Oh, my God.
Our public healthcare system is at the breaking point and really needs to focus on procedures that are medically necessary.
The LGBTQ rights group says such surgeries can profoundly improve a person's quality of life until they kill themselves. Jesus, man. Like, these people have no self-awareness at all.
Yeah.
Like, everybody at this point, everybody has seen the data about how these people freaking off themselves at an enormous rate. Like, you would think these people were veterans of the war on terror, the way they killed themselves.
Right.
Oh my God. Could you imagine a trans Iraqi vet? That dude ain't got a prayer. Man, rip.
Okay. So, sort of similar to this, but I was thinking of doing a poll because I did a poll recently. And I figured I'd talk about it because I was thinking of doing another one. So, who would you trust more? 100 illegal immigrants? Or a cop. Okay, so running away with it, a cop with 81% of the vote. wins.
Yeah. Well, it's just one person as opposed to 100. I don't even think that's that controversial.
Yeah. But I was thinking of doing another one pertaining to talking about LGBTQ, whatever. Who plays the bigger victim or biggest victim? Because there's going to be more than two. Okay. So it'd be the Jews.
Okay, Jews. All right. Next poll.
You didn't even hear the other answers. Come on.
I don't need to hear them. Everybody knows.
Point.
You kidding me? Shit. Yeah. Well, no. It's okay, though. Listen to me. I do polls like this sometimes, too. The purpose of the poll isn't because you're curious about what people will say. The purpose, you're making a statement with the poll. Some polls are because you're doing some fact-finding and you're interested.
Right. Yeah.
That poll is because you're proving a point. Everybody knows it's the Jays, dude. Come on.
Yeah. So the other answers that I had were the Blacks, because they play victim pretty fucking hard. And then LGBTQ. I guess this grouped them all in, right? The lesbians, gays, even though the lesbians and the bisexuals probably have problems. I don't know, whatever.
See, that's LGBTQ. That's a whole other conversation with experts for another day is that I think in the modern lexicon, the whole fact that we have a vernacular for LGBTQ would seem to suggest that they're grouped in. But I happen to know for a fact that some of the people who are in that group don't want to be grouped with the others. So that's a whole other conversation. But for the sake of simplicity, yes, you could group them all in together. But no, dude, it's Jews. Are you kidding me? Like, come on.
But I was also thinking of maybe putting white women, because they play victim. Yeah, they fucking play victim all the time, too.
Yeah, okay, white women do have to be stopped. This is true. That is okay.
So, yeah, see, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so your follow-up poll would be, which of these is more damaging to Western society, Jews or white women?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So I could do this poll, the one I was saying before, and then like the top two answers get their own poll, like you said, which one of these has done more damage to Western. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That one, just because it's a simple X or Y, you know, it's A or B.
Right.
That one might be a spicier poll.
The first one?
No, the second one, the Jews.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the answer is still Jews, but I think more people are going to vote white women. Then it'll be a closer thing than the other poll. The other poll is going to be Jews by a mile. That second poll might be.
But then I could see someone replying and being like, well, what do you mean by damage? Like, what kind of damage are you talking about? And I'm just like, fucking stop being autistic and just answer the fucking question.
See, this is why you have to lock comments on your polls.
Yeah,
always lot comments.
But I also kind of like seeing what people say because it makes me laugh. So I should lock them. But then when someone does the whole autistic, like, well, actually, it'll be C. You know, I know there's no C option, but it's actually C. You know? Or another thing that kind of makes me mad about polls is when someone puts like show results. I'm like, no, don't do that, because that's a cop out.
Yeah. I would never do that. I don't do show results. And I always explicitly make sure that, like, which of these, I always make sure to explicitly put, you know, which of these is more, which of these is less. If it literally says of these, then that means the only possible answers are below. Well, actually, I don't care if the poll is which of these are the best basketball player, and it's for, you know, whatever, quadriplegics. That's not the point. The point is which of these. So you can't say, excuse me, it's actually LeBron James. No, it's of these. So no, that's why you always lock comments. If I ever forget to lock comments, as soon as those start rolling in, I lock the comments and then block all of those people. Now, if you're looking to clean up your page, you want to block some people. That's a great way to do it. That's bait, dude. It is such good bait to block the altists. If you've got too many like autistic libertarian types following you, that's a quick way to get rid of them right there. Is to say like, well, which of these departments would you close first? and put purposely leave out the Federal Reserve. It's technically not a department anyway, but leave out the Federal Reserve. In fact, leave out the IRS and the Department of Education. Put whatever.
Put the EPA.
Put the APA and, whatever.
Yeah.
Department of the Interior, National Park Service, the FCC maybe. That one actually might still be too good. Yeah. Put those just because you're going to have 4,000 neckbeards all say, hello, Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Blocked. Because the beauty of it is that they think that they're so much smarter than everyone else because they know the real answer is Federal Reserve. They're so smart, in fact, that they can't read the words of these in the very first few words of the poll. Yeah, they're all fucking morons.
Just all caps. You're literally yelling at their face, but I guess it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do. You can't do that. It doesn't matter what you do, period. You're going to put the poll and they're going to give their own answers. Even if it's something pop culture related, if you said which of these is your favorite band, and you put, Queen, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, and Pink Floyd, you'll have people, saying, "Excuse me, ZZ Top, Leonard," I don't know. I'm just trying to think of another band. Excuse me, Tom Petty. Hello. Yeah, and then I'd be like, wait.
Rest in peace, obviously. Block. Come on.
Yeah. Block them all, dude.
Jeez.
So if you want to block people, that's a great way to do it. But me, I don't do polls unless I'm kind of fishing for some content to put on the show. So no, dude, if I'm doing a poll and I'm actually like sharing it and getting other people because I genuinely want as many results as I can get. No, dude, block comments all the way.
Has there been a poll that you've done where you were surprised by the result?
I wouldn't say that I've done a poll where I was surprised by the result. I think most of the polls that I've done, like sometimes it's a genuine question. Meaning there is a correct answer.
Yeah.
So if I were to ask a question, it's not a poll. It's just question mark done. Then that implies there is a correct answer, a single correct answer. Sometimes when you do a poll, I'm actually asking a question and one of the answers is the correct answer. The fact that I make it a multiple, so it's not really a poll, right? It's a multiple choice question. Sometimes polls are multiple choice questions, and I'm just looking to see how many people are stupid. So like if I were to do a poll and say, was the South objectively correct during the Civil War?
No.
Block. But but so like I did that poll. I did a poll. I'm gonna run your goddamn show for you. 999 from JC, who says bribing to avoid the block hammer. JC, you should be watching It's Too Late with Alan Mosley and donating to me. Don't donate to this fucker.
Yeah, what am I gonna do with the money?
He's not even looking at your pleb comments for your 999. It's beneath him, JC. So all right. So anyway, I did do a poll, and the way I worded it, if I can remember correctly, was. Sometimes I will try to define it, and sometimes I'll use the phrase "and however you choose to define the term." So I may do a poll that says, "Do you believe the South was right in however you choose to define the term during the Civil War?" Or no. I would put "you're wrong again." Wow, that's in a yes or no question. You got it wrong twice. That's amazing. But anyway, I think the way that I worded that poll. Was the South in the moral and legal correct during the Civil War? The only answer is yes. That is the objective historical fact that they were. So secession was legal. All of the founding generation believed that. All the ratifiers of the Constitution believed that. All the documents from the ratifying conventions proves that, including, so actually there's a lot of the ratifiers from the North and from New England believed that secession was legal. There were people in Massachusetts, in New England, that were talking about seceding from the Union just within 5 years of the Constitution being ratified. And in something like 1793, so that had been like, what, that had been what, 5 years, 5 years, 6 years after the Constitution was ratified, New England was talking about seceding from the Union. And that was totally considered to be their option to do.
No, you're wrong. The Civil War was fought for slavery. So you're wrong. I'm sorry, but you don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Whatever, Mr. Southern supremacist person.
Yeah. I mean, the South was just objectively correct. So
define objectively.
Well, I was going to wait for you to get around to. Are you, maybe you do have some breathing problems that results in.
Yeah, my brain's like not working right because I'm not sleeping right.
Yeah, it's an oxygen thing. Yeah.
I'm like thinking, no, the North was awesome and the South was a fucking dumpster fire. What are you talking about? That's what I learned in school.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is that slavery was legal. So it couldn't have been about slavery because slavery was legal. They would have to make slavery illegal first and then say you're breaking the law, Southern slaves. Southern states. They didn't do that because slavery was still legal the day.
And they also have slaves up in the North too?
Yes. Yeah, there were slaves. So there were slaves in the Western territories.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So it cannot by definition have been about slavery because slavery was still legal, and it can't have been about secession because secession was legal. So was it about?
Why were they allowing themselves to be slaves in the first place?
Yeah, just don't.
Like, don't go that house.
Just don't be a slave.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is. Like, oh, they're gonna pay you something and they're gonna let you go in that house, whatever. Yeah, okay, fine, but no, you're gonna get
worked. Dude, I tell you what I would do. I would be the best worker, man. I would be the most awesome slave, and then I'd be like, you can't even afford me. I'm such a good slave.
Damn. I don't even know what to say to that. You're a good slave, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what'd be a good retirement gift for a good slave?
Go ahead, finish it.
Gold-plated chains.
Yeah. Liberty Late Night says, this is why Alan isn't watching my show. Yeah, Dave. Me and Shane are together now. I'm done with you. You had your chance.
There you go. You get a 1 second of screen time. You go the episode.
Are y'all still streaming, Dave? I mean, we could do that thing again. We were talking about it. We were considering streaming Liberty Late Night again.
We were talking about that, yeah.
Yeah. Y'all still on? No, they're not on anymore. Come on.
That's too bad. Well, Alan, I think we're out of time.
He cooked spam. Gross. Ugh. Dave, get help. Y'all can get real meat. You don't have to do this. You don't have to get... Listen, Dave. Listen.
Times are rough.
Listen to me. You can splurge for ground beef. It's okay. We can make it happen. It's child abuse if you fed your family spam, just FYI.
Alan, where can they find your show? It's Too Late with Alan Mosley.
Hell if I know. I'm surprised it's still on, to be honest with you. They can go to any platform by searching Alan Mosley TV. So predominantly that would be twitch.tv/AlanMosleyTV, YouTube @Alan/AlanMosleyTV. What channels am I on? I don't even, Twitter. Yeah. Twitter.com @AlanMosleyTV. Just go to Alan Mosley TV. You can also get it on your favorite podcasting platforms of choice. Thanks to Spotify. It's Too Late with Alan Mosley or Alan Mosley TV. Actually, getting ready for the apocalypse, actually Walmart luncheon meat. Yeah, Grindr. Dave's trying to make a joke, but he's trying to type really fast and get it out before the show ends.
I could see that.
So if you had ended the show right then, the last would have just simply him saying Grindr. Dave, this isn't the Google search tab. Oh, no. Shit.
How is this your producer?
This is the producer who works on the show.
Come
on. Yeah. I won't tell Mary that he accidentally searched Grindr in the YouTube chat. That's okay. I don't judge. Okay, I judge a little bit.
I judge all the time. Like, you know.
You know, they say that only he who is without sin should cast the first stone. So it's great that I'm as judgmental as I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very judgmental.
She's right here. Yeah, Mary. Yeah, poor Mary. Mary just kind of, you know, it's like funny. It's for the kids at this point. Just stay together.
All right. Well,
what happened here?
I don't know.
This was going to be a perfect wrap up for this exactly a 1 hour show, and then Dave gets in here, and now we're past time, and we're still in the studio. Oh, I'll come hang out with you guys, Dave.
Well, thanks again for tuning into this show, and thanks JC for the super chat. Really appreciate that. So thanks so much. And we will see you next week talking about whatever.
I don't even remember what we talked about this week.
I don't sleep well, so I don't remember anything.
Yeah, my heart doesn't beat right.